Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up, Will? What's up, Sports Urban Legend fans?
Hey, what's up? What's up to the sports, the Legion of Legend, the Sport Urban Legend fans out there?
Yeah.
Thanks for the support. You know, feel free to listen. If you'd like to say what's on your mind, feel free to call the number. And, man. We're going to, you know, lead off with a little basketball, the Knicks, how they did yesterday, game one. Then we're going to talk about the Rangers and their big wins that they've had these last couple of games. We're going to talk baseball with the Yankees. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Mets who were leading.
What the hell? Leading.
Yo, you watching the game?
How the hell is it 4-4 now?
A grand slam.
What?
Yes, I know. I'm, you know, trying not to have a heart attack here, but I'm gonna get into that Todd Helton. Literally, as the song was playing, Todd Helton pushed it to the limit and went deep for I think his second career grand slam. But we're gonna. Trust me, folks. We're definitely gonna get into that. We're gonna get into that.
Okay.
And then we're gonna let's see what else. Talk little draft. NFL draft was just passed. Passed just a couple of days ago or yesterday, I should say. And lastly, as usual, We'll talk WWE. Of course, Extreme Rules is tonight, but I'm not watching it. I know you're not watching it, but, you know, we'll discuss about that, you know, at the end of the show. But, yes, let's talk about some bad news here. The bad news Knicks right here, man. They lost the Big Trees company, Wade, Bosch, and LeBron James, man. Knicks didn't show up at all. I mean, Carmelo, he only scored 11 points, went 3 for 15, you know, at the field. Scored 11 points, did get 10 rebounds, but a pretty much an ugly game. I mean, we were dominated in every facet of the game. We had 24 turnovers, but unfortunately, you were watching that game at your house, so feel free to give us some of your thoughts about what happened.
Yeah, it was a terrible game, man. We didn't start off good. We didn't start off great. We were shooting horribly. You know, as the game began, shooting up a lot of bricks, turning the ball over, and we're still in it up until late second quarter when they started fouling like crazy.
I know, offensive foul all over the place.
Giving LeBron whiplash. And,
yeah.
You know, that's when all the craziness started. I think LeBron then went on a tear. I think he scored like what, the 21 points in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, and right after he got fouled, you know, he shot a ball like a deep two, which when he shot, I thought it was a three.
It was an and one. Yep.
That he you know, he was you know in front of the three point line, so you know it was a two.
Yep.
So a long two, and as you mentioned, and the foul, and that was pretty much all she wrote. And to add insult to injury, pun intended, Amon Schumbert, you know, the defensive stopper on the team, he tore his ACL just like Derrick Rose of the Bulls, and he also is going to be out for the rest of the season. He's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. 6 to 8 months, I should say.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate for it to happen now while we're in the playoffs, you know?
No, I know. Shoot, if it would have happened 6 to 8 weeks from now, if Knicks keep playing the way how they were playing yesterday, the Knicks wouldn't be there anyway to begin with.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, Jeremy Lin, he's practicing more and more.
Yeah.
Hopefully, maybe he could even make a return in this series, you know? A slight possibility, but you never know.
I think that's stretching it because they, you know, Optimus, they were always saying that, you know, he's projected to come back at the second round if Knicks are, you know, playing, you know, if Knicks are playing in the second round, or if they keep playing like this, they're going to be playing at Rutgers Park. they need to get their act together.
Yeah, but he looks like, I mean, they show a video of him shooting around.
Yeah, he looks
like he could move, you know.
Yeah.
He's mobile right now, so I don't know. Anything's possible. I remember in 1998, Patrick Ewing came back from a back surgery to help the Knicks in the first round against the Pacers. The second round against the Pacers, even though we ended up losing that series, but he wasn't expected to come back that season, but he did, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, Jeremy Lin could do a Patrick-like performance, give us a Patrick-like performance to come back and help us.
Yeah.
You know,
because the Knicks really need a Willis Reed performance right now. They need someone to someone they're not expecting, you know,
yeah,
to come back and you know, spark this offense and help us win a title. But
yeah,
they have a long way to go, man. Still, the Knicks are still searching for that first win in 11 tries. Actually, right now it's going to be 12 tries because they're 0-11 in their last playoff games since 2001.
Hey, Melo and Stoudemire, man, we brought them here for a reason. Now they got to step up and show us that they can compete in the playoffs. This is a big stage right here.
Exactly, man. The Knicks are good, man. You know, historically, you know, the playoffs, the regular season is like, you know, exhibition games, man. The playoffs is where the real season starts. I mean, you can say that, especially about the Yankees. I mean, you know, people don't get caught up with the record with the Yankees. You know, they always win almost 100 wins, and you know, the playoffs is where their regular season starts.
Yeah, exactly.
So Knicks got to get back to that. I mean, the way how they used to be, you know, in the 90s, the good old days.
Yeah, I mean, I know people are going to be sad and, you know, depressed because Shumpert is out, but the guys that we brought in here, Chandler, Stoudemire, and Melo, those are the three guys that we hoped to help us compete in the playoffs, and now it's their time. You know, we can't be worrying about Shumpert, even though, you know, he did help us out this season, but let's not forget he's a rookie, so.
Yeah.
You know, let's focus on the three guys that we brought here to win us the championship.
Exactly. And hopefully they won't be getting so many offensive fouls, you know, as they did yesterday. Man. I mean, they played exactly the way you didn't want the Knicks to play.
Yeah.
I thought Mike D'Antoni was coaching the team. So how they played no defense, man. They I mean, in the, like you said, the first half, it looked like an old school, defensive, ugly game that the Knicks and the Heat used to play. I mean, both the teams had like 20, 30 points late into like the second quarter until you know, LeBron and the Heat just erupted on the Knicks.
Right.
By the way, did Bosh do anything? I didn't even see him in the
no,
game.
No, actually, Bosh was quiet.
I didn't see – Bosh was, like, the only guy that didn't do anything. I mean, Wade had dunks. I mean, LeBron, I mean, he was just torturing us. But Bosh, man, from what I saw in the game, I didn't see him at all. I don't even think I saw him on the court. He was, like
– Well, both Bosh and Wade didn't really have great games. But it was LeBron that killed us in that second quarter, man. That stretch killed us right there.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I think Bosh only had 9 points, so you know he didn't have a good game. So, if we can contain him and stop the other two somehow, you know, we maybe have a chance, but we'll see.
Yeah, we really need to find a way to stop the big two right there, Wade and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Wade, I mean, we stopped him, but he did have some plays where he got offensive rebounds and dunked it in. I mean, alley-oops. I mean, you know, even though he didn't have a Wade-type game, I mean, he made his presence known at some points in the game. But this was really LeBron James' game right here. This is totally redemption time for LeBron right here. I mean, this season.
I mean, what we need to do is win one game, you know.
Exactly.
In Miami, that's all we need.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We need to win one game. And the only solace in this loss is I'm glad, you know, we didn't do this at home. You know, this would have been really very humiliating, and I mean that would have just took the wind right out of the sail in front of the New York fans who's thirsty for that, you know. That first win that they haven't had in a long time. I mean, who would imagine back in the days? I mean, we expected the Knicks to win a championship every year. Now we're just begging for a win. Literally, we're just begging for a win.
We need a win, and you know who has to step up? He's kind of disappeared this year. He needs to step up in the playoffs now that Shumpert is out.
I'm trying to think who. Who could you be talking of?
He disappeared.
Landry Fields.
Landry Fields. He needs to show us, you know, the potential that he had last year. You know, he's at a disappearing act this year. You know, so
yeah, he has. I mean, he's had I can probably count like three or four fingers of the games he actually played good.
Yeah.
Especially in the second half.
Now he's gonna have to step up. Now you know he's gonna be started back in the starting lineup. He needs to do something.
And this is what irked me about them releasing Bill Walker. I mean, this guy was a defensive guy. You know, he was a tough guy. Right now, you would have just slotted him in, and then you would have kept the train going. Hopefully, they would have bounce back from this horrible loss. They would have had a legit defender.
Yep, and he shoots from the outside also.
Exactly, a three guy. I mean, he was the Steve Novak or the J.R. Smith before this year. I mean, this guy was knocking down big threes.
Exactly.
And they just had a strong. I mean, they still have a strong bench. I mean, it definitely hurts cutting Walker, Lynn. Which I mean, actually, he was on the bench, but then he became the starter.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember Schumbert being hurt right now. I mean, Bob Deep, as the Knicks players call their bench. I mean, you know, they're really hurting right now, so they really need to step up. But the key guys who need to step up is the big three. Especially Carmelo, Stoudemire, and of course Chandler. Not to get into so much foul trouble.
Yep, exactly.
So we need.
Fields just has to, you know, show us that he can still do it.
And switching gears to the other New York team in town. Kudos to the Rangers, man. They really stepped it up, man. They, you know, like the last game, Game 7, the Rangers before that game, Game 7, they were 3-0 at the Garden. And, of course, that last win before Game 7 of the divisional round was when they won the Stanley Cup in 94.
Yep. Yeah.
But
that Game 7 against the Ottawa Senators, right?
You're talking about this series, right?
No, the last one, the first round.
Yeah.
Seven?
It was Ottawa Senators, right, yes. So,
that was
a
great game.
Yeah, they did, man. They held on and won that game, man. And, of course, they advanced. And then yesterday, which was weird, to have an NBA playoff game and a NHL playoff game simultaneously, Rangers, you know, they showed up. They won. I believe the final score was 3-1, and I think Brad Richards scored a goal, and Chris Kreider. I mean, this young guy, man. I mean, just a week or two ago, he was playing in college, and he got two goals already in this postseason.
Yep.
And he got an assist on that goal, so that's pretty much Chris Kreider night yesterday.
Yep, definitely.
So congrats to him. Congrats to, you know, hopefully the Hart Trophy winner, Henrik Lundqvist, you know, staying on his head. I mean, this guy has truly been the MVP of the NHL this year. I mean, he's carrying the Rangers.
Yeah, the Rangers need to keep it up. You know, they have momentum right now. They're the number one seed. They could win it all. That probably will be the second New York team this year to win the championship. So, let's go Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Pretty sure, you know, a lot of the fans listening to us right now will definitely agree.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Rangers look like, you know, they're legit. They've been pretty much dominating this, dominating the whole league, especially the East during the conference, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll bring another Stanley Cup back here.
Better.
Mm-hmm, yep. But let's switch gears to your Yankees. So tell us what's going on with your boys.
The Yankees won today. They won the rubber game against the Detroit Tigers 6-2. He threw 8 strong innings, only allowed 2 runs. The Yankees really made Max Scherzer work, you know, but they left a lot of men on base. They could have scored more. They could have scored at least 5 or 8 more runs in this game, but they stranded a lot of people on base. But they still managed to win today, 6-2. Alex Rodriguez had a record day as far as surpassing Willie Mays on the all-time RBI list.
Congratulations, Sam.
Yeah, so right now he's on ninth. He's on ninth place in the all-time RBI list. So, congrats to him. And so Yankees right now they win the series 2 out of 3 from the Tigers, and they're right now they're third in the third in division behind Baltimore and Tampa. Tomorrow they play Tampa, so they'll look to, you know, reclaim that AL East lead once again.
Chip away at the lead.
Yep. They're only about, like, a game and a half behind, so if we sweep the Baltimore Orioles, we'll be back on top. And the Yankees have moved Garcia to the bullpen because he's been struggling. He's 0-2 with like a 12 ERA. So
yeah,
after yesterday's performance,
they definitely need to win. Another huge blow for the Yankees is that Pineda, you know, the big off-season acquisition via the trade. He needed Tommy John surgery, and he's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. I mean, we were expecting big things from him, but crazy stuff like that happens sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Yankees gambled. You know, they traded away Montero, who's like, could be one of the best hitting catchers in MLB, but,
yeah,
you know, we'll see.
And switching gears to the other team in New York right now, who's playing right now, they also know a thing or two about injuries. Mike Pelfrey, a guy who was pretty much, you know, before this year started, was pitching horribly for the Mets these last couple of years. He started off pretty good. Oh no!
What happened?
Ike Davis had a chance to knock in an RBI single to take the lead, to give the Mets back the lead. But the second baseman dived and robbed them of a hit. So the game is still tied 4-4. But back to what I was saying, Pelfrey, he started off pitching well this year, but he also has a he's most likely going to have Tommy. There's a 99% chance he's going to have Tommy John surgery, and he'll, of course, be out for the rest of the year, potentially ending his Met career.
Oh, yeah.
But back to the Met game. Mets was leading 4-0. Mets finally had a shot to finally win a game for Santana, which would have been Santana's first win of the season. I mean, Santana only had one horrible start this whole year. But throughout his Met career, since 08, they haven't given him any run support.
Right.
But this time, I mean, he pitched well, and the offense provided him 4 runs. But in the 8th, it all imploded. First, Roush put all these guys on base. Then they brought in Burdick to try to get in to get out Todd Helton. Of course, you know, the veteran first baseman for the Colorado Rockies. And unfortunately, as this show was starting, as the theme song was playing, Todd Helton pushed to the limit and sent it over the wall. And the game is tied as we speak. And Santana now gets a no decision, another no decision. Unfortunately, Mets are trying to split this series. Yesterday they won by the final score of 7-4. D pitched well yesterday. Duda, I believe, hit a home run yesterday. And, you know, they pretty much got the win. Friday night, man, this was, I don't know if you heard about this, but Mets played one of the ugliest games you'll ever see in baseball, pretty much. They were leading 6-2. They scored 4 runs in the top 5th. Unfortunately, they had to be a bottom 5th to be played.
Yeah.
The Rockies scored 11 runs in that inning. I kid you not, folks. 11 runs in one inning. And the final score was 18-9 Rockies. And another thing that's worth noting is that Scott Hairston became the 10th Met in Mets history to hit for the cycle. He passed Jose Reyes, who was the last, who was previously the last Met in 06 to do it. But congrats to Hairston. He hit for the cycle, but unfortunately was at a losing cause. But right now, Mets are playing 4-4 in Colorado, trying to get the rubber game. So now they're in the bottom of the ninth. They got one out, and they're going to try to salvage this this win in Colorado.
Yeah, they have to after the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah. They definitely need to salvage this game. And that's pretty much it. Hopefully, Mets can hold these guys down in the top of the 10th. If it does get to the top of the 10th,
yeah,
so Mets can score some runs here and leave Colorado with a win.
And the series,
of course. But let's switch gears quickly to the NFL draft. Jets, they had a top pick. They picked Poples, Quentin Poples. He's a defensive guy. He had a great he was a junior or sophomore. I think he was a sophomore. Wait, I'm trying to remember which one he was. I think he was a junior this year, but his sophomore year he played well. And people are wondering if he's, if he's gonna mail it in, if he doesn't have the passion for the NFL, for the game of football. But hopefully, Rex Ryan can get this guy, to have his head right and play to his potential.
Yeah.
If not, that's going to be another Brennan Golston bus.
Right.
But the guy definitely has the potential. I mean, this guy, he sacks a lot of guys, quarterbacks. But the question is, does he still have love for the game? If he does, play to his potential, it'll be a great deal. And you guys, on the Giants side, you guys drafted a running back,
David Wilson. Yep, I like that.
Yeah, that's a good running back. He's gonna provide you that option after some of your guys left.
Amon Bradshaw, yeah. So that's gonna be, and they got Reuben Randall, that wide receiver from LSU. That's gonna be another threat for Eli Manning. So I like that one also.
And they did well.
Yeah.
Some people were criticizing, the Jet pick, because they thought they should have got Ingram, which would have been the safer pick, guy who would have been more versatile than Copels. Yeah. But hopefully Copels, he has his head right, and this is his career right here, so.
Yeah.
So he'll play to his potential, and that'll be a great pick also. The jury's still out on that guy.
Yeah, but you don't really know what these guys are going to be until they start playing,
Absolutely. And lastly, WWE Extreme Rules tonight. Of course, the main event match is John Cena versus Brock Lesnar, who's going to make his first match, who's going to have his first match since WrestleMania 20, when he defeated Goldberg in both of their last matches up until that point.
Yeah.
That should be real interesting. And if you watch Raw, it looked like John Cena hinted that he might go World Life again. He came out with the chain with the key lock.
Yep.
And so hopefully he'll revert back to the word life. But who your pick's gonna win quickly here?
I think Brock Lesnar's gonna beat John Cena.
Yeah, I think so too, because if you make John Cena beat Brock Lesnar, that's just gonna kill all the momentum he had going back these last couple of weeks. I mean, John Cena has to keep losing to him for, I say, a couple of months, and then Cena eventually beat him.
Right.
Because, I mean, if he loses right now, that's just going to destroy the whole momentum that he's been having. And there's a rumor that he's going to face, Lesnar's going to face Randy Orton at SummerSlam after his feud is over with Cena.
Wow, that'll be a good one.
Yeah, that'll definitely be a real good one.
Yeah.
And hopefully John Cena refers to Word Life. And let's preview one, how about the CM Punk versus Jericho? I think CM Punk is going to win.
Yeah, I think CM Punk will win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Jericho wins the title.
Yeah, and then loses it, like, next month or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm going to pick CM Punk to win. He's in his hometown.
Yeah.
Ideally, I would have made CM Punk lose to Jericho. Well, actually, I would have had Jericho come in as a champion anyway.
Right.
Then maybe have CM Punk beat him. That would have been preferably the better storyline. But I think in order for this storyline to work, Jericho has to have the title at least one point in this feud, or else.
Yeah.
This will be just a joke feud. But that match is going to be interesting. And lastly, the 2 out of 3 match between Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus. I'm picking Sheamus to win. I wish Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I think this match will be longer than last.
Yeah, I'll definitely last more than 18 seconds for sure.
Yeah.
Unless they have 2 bro kicks and then they pinned them twice. And then then that might even break the 18 seconds.
Yeah. I think it'll last longer, though.
Definitely.
More than, how many seconds was it last time?
18 seconds, but it felt like 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was very quick.
Yeah, and Daniel Bryan's over, man. I mean, ever since he lost.
Yeah, people are chanting yes every time.
Yes, yep. And he even changed the label lock, which was, you know, formerly the Triple X crossface.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when, of course, that wrestler, you know, who WWE doesn't, you know, mention anymore, who went crazy and killed himself and his family. We all know who that is.
Benoit.
They changed the, the name of the move from La Belle Lock to the Yes Lock. So, that match should be an interesting match. It'll definitely be way better than the match they had at WrestleMania by far.
Yeah, definitely.
But I guess, folks, you know what time it is. I want to thank you, Macaulay, for coming on the show.
Anytime.
And I definitely want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, Wayne Ramo. I'll see you guys next week. Have a great weekend, folks.